Gentlemen, good morning. The amount of comments that came in since last week's shiur was amazing, and I'm really overwhelmed by them. I just wanted to mention two. Number one, I got various different suggestions about how, if you only have a minyan for 15 minutes for chakras, how do you fill in the time? And they're all wonderful suggestions, and I think each and every one of them should be contemplated. But above all, someone asked, how come there's a minyan at all? It seems like the minyan's for the rabbi. It's not for the people. I believe you asked me on my way out, and then I got comments like this via email. And I have to admit that the rabbi does not need the minyan. He's davening at home. He's making the minyan to teach people that davening is not just once a week. It's not like the Catholic Church where you go to church once a week. Davening's every day. And in order to educate people that davening is every day, you can do it in one of two ways. You can preach and give a drasha, and we all know what people do when rabbis open their mouth. What do they do usually? Fall asleep and disregard. Or they can actually do something, and you can actually make a minyan. And that's what this rabbi chose to do. Make the minyan as opposed to just talking about the fact that you daven every day. Number two, I wanted to also say another comment in the name of Irwin. I won't say his last name simply because he didn't give me permission to say it, but his birthday is today, so a happy birthday. And in his honor, I want to say that Irwin suggested in the name of Rabbi Aaron Kranz, Zichrono Livracha, he was a rabbi in Stamford, Connecticut, Irwin suggested that perhaps davening should be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then spend the extra 5 minutes giving muster to the people about how important it is to daven. And eventually the 15 minutes would come into a half an hour. And I think that's a wonderful suggestion. No, I really do. I really believe that's something we have to think about. Anyway, to reiterate from last week, a rabbi wants to make a minyan. He has 15 minutes for chakras on a Thursday or a Monday. So we say he's going to start the Birchos HaShachar because no one's going to say it and everyone's going to answer Amen. And by virtue of Shomea Ke'one, it would be as if they said the Brachos. Then he's going to do Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach. Then he's going to say the Birkos Kriyat Shema, because it comes a package deal with Kriyat Shema, which is Del Raisa, even though the brachos in and of itself are Derabanan, it's a package deal with Kriyat Shema. And then you get to Shmona Esrei, what do you do? Now, I want to today deal with that question simply because he's going to lain, he's going to say Ashrei Valetzion, that's easy, but the Shmona Esrei is the problem, because the normative way of Shmona Esrei, the Amida, is doing what? Lachash and Chazarat Hashatz. That's impossible in this case due to time restraints. But that is the way to do it. Then we learned last week all the sources. That is the way to do it. So what do we do? Last week we suggested one thing, and that was everyone should say Amen to the brachas of the Chazan, even though the Beit Joseph didn't like that. There's no choice in this matter. We have to somech that everyone will just say Amen. Feet together, 3 steps back. If you say Amen, you're Yotze Shomea Ke'one. In general, we don't suggest it, because the Yerushalmi says that you should daven for yourself. If you need a shidduch, if you need money, you should ask God for it. Don't say, here, you ask for me. But, in this case, you have no choice. My problem with that suggestion was what? And again, that's a Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Kuf Kaf Dalet, Seif Aleph, right here on the sheet. Feet together, say Amen, you got it. What's the problem with that? In this day and age, we're sitting here at the table, and everyone has a source sheet in front of them. That's very nice. And what else do you have in front of you? Your cell phone. And my humble guess is that in this day and age, it is going to be impossible for people to keep their mouths shut for 4 or 5 minutes with their feet together, standing up, without diverting their attention. So they'll say Amen, yeah. But they'll say Amen to anything. The Chazan could say in Chinese, may you all drop dead, and everyone would say Amen. The Chazan could say, I can't stand this congregation. Amen! Because that's what they're taught to do. And we don't want to educate people to be monkeys. So last week we ended with the following suggestion. Do a Heicha Kedusha. Do what we call in Hebrew a Tefillah Ktzara. Tefillah Ktzara in the Gemara means you actually abridge the Amida. Well, I'm not suggesting that in this case. There is an abridged Amida for situations which are like this. I'm not suggesting it simply because we're trying to create a shul that eventually will develop into, as Irwin said, a shul that would be normative. So if you start backwards, it will be a problem. Therefore, we have to talk about the Heicha Kedusha. So this particular shir today is not only relevant for our rabbi who only has the 15 minutes, is relevant the entire year. Just a word of background. In general, Yidavin Mincha, there is no heter that I know of in the normative poskim of Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, etc., to daven a Heicha Kedusha. So just on a normative day, you don't want to daven mincha for too long, I don't see a heter. There's a takanat chazal to say the chazarat hashas. We spoke about it last week. However, when is there a heter? Look in the bottom of the page. Shat shenichnas lebet hakneset. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I'll give you a case. Where is the case where you can only do a tefillah like a hecha kedusha? Very simply, I came into shul, everyone's already finished with their shmoneh esrei, they're about to start chazarat hashatz. I go up to the chazan, I say, step aside. I daven chazarat hashatz out loud. Everyone answers amen to my brachas. The tzibur gets a chazarat hashatz, and what do I gain? The shmoneh esrei, I'm supposed to daven. That's case number one. The more normative case that you know of is, you're at mincha, shki is looming, according to the Ramah, tzeta kochavim is looming, according to those that paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, it's already pitch black of the pitch black, but the 72 minutes is looming, time is running out, then you can daven a hecha kedusha. You're about to get on a plane, in 5 minutes they're boarding. Hecha kedusha. Those are the situations. So we're in a situation like that. We got 15 minutes. Correct? Look on the left side of the page. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Om nam ha'arizal hikpid ma'od, v'tibasha tzibur yipadlu kedarkani mashatz belachash, v'achach yipadlash pas bekol ram, kebechol ha'tfilot v'av sheyeh l'achar shkiyat ha'chama v'chen anu no'agim tamid. The Aruch HaShulchan brings the Arizal that disagrees. Even though the Shulchan Aruch does say that in a case where time is of the essence, you can do a hecha kedusha, the Arizal never did that. So you're going to look at this and say, oh yeah, of course, that's a dead giveaway. Due respect, Grunstein. The Arizal was a chassid, so by them, time is not time. You know the joke, right? A certain chassidic rebbe that was never on time says to all his chassidim on Erev Lag Ma'omai, I want everyone exactly at Teta Kochavim by the bonfire. They didn't understand. Why is he on time all of a sudden? He's always late for everything. So they come to the bonfire, and he throws in something, and he starts saying something under his breath. So they send the kid with payas, go under the Rebbe, under his feet, and see what he's saying. He comes back, he said, the Rebbe was saying, Kol chamira v'chamira deikabir shuti, v'lo mechata v'lo Unlag ba'omer. So gentlemen, this is a dead giveaway. There's only one problem with this dead giveaway of the Hasidim Litvakin. Who quotes the Arizal? First of all, the Arizal wasn't a chassid. But who quotes the Arizal? The Aruch HaShulchan. No one will say the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Epstein, was a chassid. He was a Litvak in Orvadik, a true Litvak. But you should know it's there. But in general, even though the Arizal said what he said, when time is looming, you can do a Hecha Kedusha. Now, this is one case, case number one. You didn't daven, and you come into a shul, you need to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you want to do it Betzibur, you should be the shatz. Case number two, the Ramah. V'cheni mu sha'at atchak, kegon shiareshi avor zman atfila, yechol yitpalel miyad bekol ram. Same situation, but this time the entire congregation. Time is looming. You can do what we call a Hecha Kedusha. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following, and this is very relevant for our situation. Listen to these words. Oh, nam, zeh bevet haknesu bet mikdash yesh anashim harbeh umuftachim sheyu asara sheyanu amen. In a normative situation where you have a large shul of 50 people at the minyan, hopefully 10 people will say amen to the chazarat hashatz. Aval! This aval I want you to circle. I love when the aval comes in any posek. Aval, however, when you daven in someone's home, or in this case, the shul is big, but the seats are empty. You have exactly 10 people. Oh, afilu me'at yoter v'chama shemisichim v'chazarat hashatz. Or you have a little more than 10. But maybe, efshar zayin, a few people are going to talk during chazarat hashatz. Did you ever meet such people that talk during chazarat hashatz? Don't answer. Don't want to know. The ein shomrim la'anot amen. You don't have 10 people to answer amen. Then says the Aruch HaShulchan what? Read. What does it say? Then he says, "Tov yoter lasot kedusha kamo shekatuv." The imashat yachzor sham atfila bevaday lo yanu kulam amen. V'yet kol abrachot levatola v'hava mitzvah ba ba'avera. Beautiful words, he says. If you only have 10 people, and you're not going to have 10 that are going to answer amen. This guy's on his cell phone. This guy's talking about politics. This guy's a leftist. This guy's a rightist. This guy hates the rabbi. This one loves the rabbi. At the end of the day, what's the story? He says, do a hecha kedusha. So, we have a very, very clear heter for our situation. What do we have here in our case? How many people in shul?
10
people in shul. How? What is the probability these 10 people are going to answer a main? There you go. So, comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says, this is a case for a Hecha Kedusha. Now that was Harold's idea last week because he said this was a good combination. It's not 5 minutes, say nothing but Amen. You're davening part of the time and you're listening to the shots part of the time. So you're sort of killing what?
Two birds with one stone.
So we have two situations. Either you didn't daven, the whole minion didn't daven, and the third situation is the Aruch HaShulchan that you're not going to have 10 people to answer Amen, which is clearly the situation here at hand. So for sure I think that in this situation, a Hecha Kedusha is called for. Now comes the biggest question on the table. How do you do a Hecha Kedusha? Everybody knows what the Chazan does. The Chazan starts, he ends with Hakel HaKadosh. But what does the Tzibur do? Now comes the biggest question. This should be in some pamphlet somewhere. I don't know why they put out pamphlets for everything, but this one doesn't get a pamphlet. There's a pamphlet of how much matzah you have to eat with diagrams. There's a pamphlet for the laws of Tfilat HaDerech. My eyes show a pamphlet for Hilchos Arshe Yatzar. But I have never seen a pamphlet on how do you act when you're in a minyan that does a Hecha Kedusha. Never saw the pamphlet on it. If you have, send it to me. I'll be happy to add it to this shir as a source. Clear the page and let's see. You have a question, Bruce?
No, well, then obviously you start the daven and then you do the kedusha with the chazan and then you daven on your own.
You have to wait. It's up to kedusha.
Okay, my dear friend. Two suggestions. Turn the page.
To say it with the chazan.
Say with the chazan.
I just wanted to.
Okay.
Bruce, turn the page.
How many suggestions do we have here?
Just before
you answer your question, just look. How many?
Quite a few.
I don't think so. My source sheets are very clear. You know my source sheets already. I have a chart. The chart has how many parts to it? Three!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's three suggestions. We're about to suggest them. But before we suggest them, Bruce has a question, I hope. Because
yeah,
if there's another suggestion, you're going to ruin everything. Because I said three, and then we'll get mixed up. Yeah.
Repeat on the outside. When the 10 men don't respond to Maine, therefore it's not considered a proper repetition of the...
Yes. The Shulchan Aruch says in a different place that if you don't have 10 people answering Amen, karoba davar liyot bracha levatala. He doesn't say bracha levatala because you're doing it for the right reasons. Uh-huh. But he says karoba davar liyot bracha levatala because the chazan saying it, no one's answering Amen. As to why you need an Amen by chazarat hashatz, whereas when you make a normal bracha, it's nice to say Amen. I say borei pri adama. It's nice for you to say Amen, but you don't need it. That's a whole shir into itself. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole Yortzeit drasha on it, which is gorgeous. I can once reinvent it here. In general, though, Chazarat Hashas is one of those that needs the Amen.
I ask that because oftentimes they'll start the repetition when six men have finished out.
No. The halacha is that there is those that say that, but in general, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need nine people to answer Amen at least. Amen tisha mechol vanim. If it's not nine people that answer Amen to the Chazarat Hashatz and Karov Adavar Liyot Bracha Levatala. So we need the Amens. Okay. So what's the method of the Hecha Kedusha? So I'm giving you the pamphlet, Ba'al Peh, and let's see what it is. Yeah.
What about stopping?
What do you mean stopping?
Stopping and waiting.
Waiting for what? I don't understand.
Oh, they're meant to join in. Well, that's what they should do. That's the suggestion. They should do.
That's a separate cheer. If you want to look, it's on the YU website. How long, what do you wait for to start Chazarat Hashatz? You should wait for 10, you should wait for 9, you should wait for 6. Again, that's connected to the same question. In general, you should wait for 9. Including the shots, it's 10. That's the normative psak. That's the worst part of the world. I always tell people, you have to be a mensch in such a minyan and make sure you daven at a normative pace so that people are not waiting for you. And if they don't believe me, because they all say, well, I have to daven b'chavana, you know, I have a lot to daven for. I always quote them the name of my Rebbe, Rav Amital, that when Jews daven, in Shamayim there's a lot of noise. Jews are davening, voices are going up, and all of a sudden, it's quiet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, who are they waiting for? Say, they're waiting for Chaim. Imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears your name. That's all he needs to hear. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher kol hanishpachot, as we say on Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't forget. Oh, Chaim, oh, I got a cheshbon with Chaim. Let's take out the book. Let's see what Chaim did. Chaim spoke a little Lashon Hara. He cheated a little on his taxes. So it's not a good idea to be like that last one they wait for. So therefore, be a mensch when you're in a minyan.
Or he could be listening to Chaim's tefillah.
I hope so. But if Chaim has an open day, but if you're in a mitzumtzam minyan, follow Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara, daven a little quicker so that people do not get annoyed. Oh, here, we're waiting and waiting and waiting till this guy can't. Can he shut up already? No. Enough. Say the words and let's go. It's terrible.
But it sounds like 25-30 at his davening should not create a separate minyan of 10 from there.
No. Correct. 10 men. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about only 10 men. But in any case, even if we don't have only 10 men, we have 30, and you have to do a Hecha Kedusha, let's say a Shkia is looming, or Tzeita Kochavim, what's the method? What are you supposed to do? We know what the Chazan does. The Chazan says until Akela Kadosh and stops. What do the people do? Method number one, right side of the page. Mishnah Brura, name of the Be'er Etev and Derech Chaim. Says like this, Lo Yatchilu Atzibor, Rakala Achar Shamar Ashatz Akela Kadosh. And the Aruch HaShulchan echoes these words. He asks, so the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Be'er Etev Derech HaChaim, that what you should do, be quiet, say Amen to Magen Avraham, say Amen to Mechaye Yemetim, say Amen to Akel HaKodosh, and then start davening from the beginning. The Chazan will continue, obviously. You'll start from the beginning.
You don't have to feel this.
Yeah, you do, because there's 10 people in the room. You may not have tefillat hatzibur, that's the normative chazarat hashatz, you have tefillah bitzibur. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I have a better idea. Why don't you say word for word with the chazan? You look in the siddur, the chazan say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Kevtein, you say word for word for him. Answers the Aruch HaShulchan, Vishum de mitzvah tefillah hi belachash. Ve'en hashatz yotzeke shitpada rak bekol ram. Because there is a mitzvah, even on the chazan, as part of the laws governing Shmoneh Esrei, to daven, the Amida, Belachash. That's what we learned out from Chana. That's what we learned out from various places. So therefore, the Chazan too has to daven part of his tefillah, Belachash. You can't just daven the Kol Ram. So even though we saw a case in the Shulchan Aruch in which you missed the tefillah Belachash and you want to gain Chap dominion, here it's not that case. So he says, because the Chazan has to have two things. He needs to have a little chazarat hashatz. He needs to have a tefillah balachash. Therefore, we have this symbiosis. And you too, as the tzibur, you need to hear part chazarat hashatz, say amen, and part quietly. And therefore, it's not a good idea to say word for word with the chazan. He goes on to say what he says, and you can read it inside, that the bottom line is that the way to do it, min hagenu, is the derech ha-me'ula, v'hainu. And this is the way he does it. Shima sha'at chuka. Shkia is coming. Omed Ashatz, v'omer chatzi kaddish achrei ashrei, u'mevarech gimel b'shanot bekol ram v'atzibur shotkim v'onim. Gimel amenin. What's gimel amenin, by the way?
Three amens.
You'll tell me if that's proper Hebrew afterwards. Gimel amenin. V'onim kedusha lachash shim ashatz akel hakadosh omdim atzibur m'palim belachash. So what's the method? Method number one. You wait till after Kedusha, Akel HaKadosh, you answer the Amen to the first three Bachas, and then you start anew. You, the Tzibur, the Chazan continues, you start anew. Why? Because you need to gain both a Tefillah B'Lachash and a little Chazarat HaShatz. Method number two in the middle, the Ramah. Va'atzibur mitparalim imo milo b'milo b'lachash ad lachar Akel HaKadosh. So what the Aruch HaShulchan said, no good, the Ramah says, this is the way we should do it. Start with the Chazan. Say word for word with the Chazan. Perhaps the reason is what Harold said. It should be a proper tefillah b'tzibur, everyone davening at the same time, together, at the same pace. And then, after Akel HaKadosh, everyone will continue quietly, including the Chazan. So up until Akel HaKadosh, Chazan, out loud, people quiet. From Akel HaKadosh on, everyone quiet. But everyone says word for word. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Hainu gam nusach habracha l'dor v'dor. Nusach Ashkena says, not HaKadosh v'shimcha kadosh, u'kadoshim b'chol yom yahalelu chasela. They say Lador Vador in Chazarat Hashat. So the Chazan should say Lador Vador, and the people should say Lador Vador, because they're saying word for word with the Chazan. Right? V'tov shiyeh echad lefachot shiyaneh amen. It's a good thing to have a person to say amen, but en ma lasot. Right? And indeed the Ramah echoes this in a different place. Simon Kuf Kavdal and then Simon Kuf Tet, same thing. Lechatchila lo yatchila ad achar shamar kedusha v'akel hakodosh, ela sheim utzrach lechatchila mikoach shasha uveret, kada yismach dula to the tefila dina hachi.
There are.
Pardon? He says there should be. He doesn't say that it's lechatchila. He says v'tov. He doesn't say it's the end of the world. The Rama says in Siman Kuftet, "Aval lechatchila lo yotchil ad lachash amar kedusha v'akel akadosh." Indeed, the Rama says, "I like the idea that I heard from the Aruch HaShulchan." He didn't hear it because Aruch HaShulchan lived after him. But the idea that everyone should say Amen to the first three brachos and then start the Shmoneh Esrei, that's the real McCoy. But sometimes you can't do that. For example, either you don't have enough time, or very simple, he says, "Kedeli smoch gula tefila." What are you going to do with Shachris? We were talking about Shachris here. Shachris, you have to lismoch geula l'tfila. What does that mean? Baruch atah Hashem ga'al Yisrael, Hashem sfatai tiftach. Now, you cannot do that if you're going to stand there, wait till the chazan says akel hakadosh, and then you'll continue. You can't do that. So in the morning at Shachris, dead giveaway, if you have to do a hecha kedusha at Shachris, you must do it in this method of saying word for word with the chazan, at least up to akel hakadosh, because you have to lismoch geula l'tfila. So, Shachris, we have to take this idea. Mincha, two suggestions. Either the first three brachas you hear from the chazan, say amen, and then start anew, or no, say the first three brachas word for word with the chazan, and then continue just like the chazan does. Okay? Two methods. Yeah?
In your case, this was a group of people who probably don't daven.
Correct.
So, they're not going to know what he's saying. What does saying amen to? The whole procedure.
Okay, so we're going to get to that now.
That? I mean, so, does it count?
Until now, we're talking about people that can read Hebrew or can read English, whatever it is. It's the same idea. You can daven in English, proper English, as we said. We said it's not the best idea because you may have not the right translation, but it's possible.
As long as they read, but when they say amen,
if they can read, these are the two methods. If they can't read, we're going to get to method number three now to see what it is.
I would assume that you wouldn't be allowed to do a Hecha Kedusha then on like Hanukkah or Purim.
Why not?
Because you have to. Because you're supposed to do. Supposed to say the
Al-Nisim.
You need a min. Why can't you say the Al-Nisim?
No. In other words, it's supposed to. You would want to. You're supposed to like publicize.
Yeah, but Al-Nisim, you say even if you daven alone without a minion.
If
you have a minion, you're saying Al-Nisim, albeit quietly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hearing it. Everyone's saying it, hopefully. But absolutely, you can say Al-Nisim quietly. So method number one is, be quiet till after Akel HaKadosh, say Amens, and then start anew. Method number two is, no, say with the Chazan word for word, no Amens in the room, and then continue. Shachris, you got no choice, because you have to smoke Gula with Tefillah. Mincha, you have these two methods. Method number three, Beit Yosef. Sfaradim, Einanu Noagim Lachzor Shliach Et Tzibor HaTefillah B'Mincha. The Sfaradim, by Mincha, according to this Beis Yosef, every day. They don't have no Chazarat Hashas by Mincha. We explained last week. What's the Nafka Mina between Shachris and Mincha? Bruce, Harold, you want to weigh in here? What do you do at Shachris that you don't do at Mincha?
Birkas
Kohanim. There you go. Mincha, there's no Birkas Kohanim. Ella! I'm sorry. What's the difference between Shachris and Mincha? If it's a Chazarat Hashas, Birkas Kohanim, Duchening. So a Shachris is more of a reason to do a Chazarat Hashas because you get Duchening. You can't do Duchening if you're going to do this method.
Can I just break in there for a second? I was in Kiryas Atta for Shabbat.
Yeah.
And I didn't Duchen Shachris. So there's nothing
in, yeah, there are Minhagim that only do it at Musaf and Shabbos in Israel too. Yeah, that's true. Interesting, I never understood it, but it's basically, now you know why in Chutzlar it's only do it at Musaf on Yontif. They already only do it on Yontif, they only do it by Musaf. They say it's because Musaf talks about the Beis HaMikdash, and there is a Rav Yaakov Emden that says that Birkas Kohanim is only Doraisa if it comes in conjunction with Korbanos. There's no Korbanos, so they say the whole thing is the Rabbanon. So to make it as close as possible to that, you do it at Musaf.
Although they want people to stay in shul longer,
they think that's an important part. Yeah, you think so. Asparadim, anano agin lechzor shdech tzibur hatfilah b'mincha, mipalech shech tzibur yim hatzibur b'kol ram, v'omer kedusha v'virkat atah hakadosh, ve'achar kach omer ha'im tzayot belachash im hatzibur, u'matchil retzei b'kol ram, v'gomer tfilato b'kol ram. The Beis Yosef says it's an interesting method. The method's like this. You start aloud, everyone says word for word, until akel hakadosh. Then you're quiet, and where do you pick up again? Ritzei. Why do you pick up at Ritzei? maybe because of Modim, maybe because of I don't know what, but I've seen this in Sparta communities. So that's exactly what's done at Musaf on Shabbos. Shachris is a proper Chazarat HaShatz with Duchening. Musaf, that's what they do. Shulchan Aruch, Im Avchili Palalim Shatz, if indeed you say word for word with the Shliach Tzibur, the Shulchan Aruch brings you the same method, a little different. Kishiyagia Im Shatz Nakdishacha, you remember, the Beis Yosef Davin Nusach Svarat. So if you don't like it, put out, take Nakdishcha, put slash Nekadesh. When you get with the Shliach Tzibur to Nakdishcha, Yomari Mo Mila B'Mila Kol HaKedusha, Kemoshe Hu Omer, synchronize with him and say word for word. V'chen Yomari Mo Mila B'Mila B'Rkat HaKel HaKadosh V'Rkat Shomea Tefila. V'gam Yechaven K'Shiyagi HaShatz L'Modim, Yagi HaGam Hu L'Modim, O La'atov Shimcha L'Chana El Odot, K'dei Sh'yishchei M'Shatz B'Modim. Why do we have modem de Rabbanan? Because it's not nice. The Chazan says, we thank you, God, and everyone just stands and says, nothing. What? We don't thank you. So we have a modem de Rabbanan. So it says the basic, we're already seeing that we started with, start with the Chazan, then the Chazan is quiet, then he picks up again. Now we're already seeing more. Not just by modem, also Shomea Tefillah, and then the last three brachas, so first three brachas and that. Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubesefer Eliyahu Rabbah hirich mikama poskim daafilu lechatchila mutar laatchilim sheyach tzibur b'shave leafilu b'mincha yesh la'akel b'zayidei tzarech k'zat ken katab b'sefer marmar Mordechai magen giburim etc. Be'ir alacha yem b'prim agadim sheyiskim de lechatchila ra'uy l'tzibur l'itlayim ashatz milo b'milo ad achar shomea tfilo umodim v'hem b'lachash v'ashatz omer akol b'kol ram v'chen b'levush mashma da'ashatz yitzmo atfilo b'kol umibi'ur agra mikama maramas." Third method. Method number three is Chazan Davins. No one says Amen. Everyone says word for word with the Chazan from beginning to end. As to when the Chazan says out loud versus quietly, we saw a different minhagim here. But this third method is what Rav Soloveitchik suggested is the right way to go if you come into shul late. Don't start making the cheshbonos that the Shulchan Aruch has. Am I going to get to the end of my Shmoneh Esrei by the time they get to Kedusha? Or, if I missed that already, am I going to get to Shomea Tefillah and say Amen? He says, say word for word with the Chazan. Wait till the Chazan begins. Hashem Svatai Tiftach. Say the whole Shmoneh Esrei word for word with the Chazan. You have a Tefillah B'Tzibur because it's a Tzibur davening and you're synchronizing with them. So there's three methods. Method number one, first three brachas, the Shat says you say Amen, then you start anew. Method number two, first three brachas you say with the Shatz. And then everyone finishes quietly, including the Shatz. Method number three, Shatz out loud, everyone word for word with the Chazan. Which method did I suggest to this rabbi?
First.
Number three. Mm-hmm. The reason I said number three is because there's time constraints. Mm-hmm. And number two is because people, as you said, don't know how to daven, but a little Hebrew they know. So if the Shatz says out loud, they're holding a sitter, perhaps a transliterated sitter, they'll be able to say word for word with the Chazan.
Yeah, but they might be busy with their cell phones.
If they're at that point, they're actually active. They're having a transliterated sitter, and they're saying word for word with the Chazan Belachash. And indeed, Rav Soloveitchik said this in general if you come into shul late, but I'm saying in this case, I think that the Sephardic Minhag that the Beis Yosef brings, and the Mishnah Berurah, the Ashkenazi, brings many poskim that say this is the way to go, that if you come in shul late, you should actually do this. So l'halacha, when we have a Hecha Kedusha, usually the Chazan just says Til Akel HaKadosh, she doesn't pick up at Modim. The question is, what do you do? Again, Rav Soloveitchik's method would be the middle one. Say word for word with the Chazan and then continue alone. Others say no. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, say Amen to the first three brachas and then start anew. But in this case, where there's time constraints, I think the best method is everyone should say word for word because people don't know how to daven alone. So at least if they have a transliterated sitter and someone's saying it out loud, they'll follow along and say it hopefully with them. The Aruch HaShulchan has one caveat, and I want to end it, and he says, "B'tani tzibur yifshal la'asot kein." This is a wonderful idea for 365 days of the year. There's one day, 364. No, we have to go down. How many tani tzibur do we have? Take out Yom Kippur. We have five. So take out 5 days and 365, you get to 350. Nine! Gosh, bless. Okay. Gentlemen, next week, I'm not here, but next week I want everyone to have a cup of coffee in the morning, put in some sugar if you're on a diet sweetener, if you like it black. I can't believe simple questions of mathematics we can't answer in the morning. This is no good. Aruch HaShulchan says, on a tiny tzibur, you can't do this. You can't have this trick of the word for word with the Chazan. And why?
Well,
depends. If you're davening close to the knee, was on your Birkas Kohanim.
Also, that's in Israel. We have a bigger problem, though. What do we do, our minhag and Tanit Tzibor? Our minhag, not the Sephardic minhag, our minhag, Ashkenazim, is that we only say Aneinu with a bracha in... With the bracha, the Chazan says it in Shacharis and in Mincha. The Sfardim say it all davenings. They say Aneinu and Shomei Atzilut. But the Chazan only says it with the bracha in Shacharis and Mincha. Yep. Right? And he ends with an extra bracha. So you don't have 19 blessings that day, you have 20. Now what are you supposed to do on a Tanit Tzibor? Why is it the Chazan can say it and we don't? Do you remember the reason? No. Why is it the Chazan says it as a bona fide extra bracha and the Tzibor says it in Shomei Atfila? The reason is because you may not finish the fast. So you're saying Aneinu Hashem Ayenu Biyom Tzom Tani Teinu, you may not finish the fast. The Chazan is saying in behalf of the Tzibor. The Tzibor is fasting. In general, the congregation of the house of Israel is fasting. That's the general reason. So because of that, this whole trick wouldn't work on a fast day simply because you can't say word for word with the Chazan Aneinu because it's a bona fide bracha and you can't say it. So therefore he says that wouldn't work on a fast day. So on a fast day we have to find a different Eitzah, but on a regular day it would work. Anyway, this is the laws of a Hecha Kedusha, when there's time constraints, either because objectively we're close to Shkia, or in this case objectively we don't have time, we can do a Hecha Kedusha. One of the reasons given is if you don't have enough people saying Amen, because they won't answer Amen. It's a small minion. You don't have 10 people. So what do you do with the Hecha Kedusha? Three methods. Method number one is, let the Chazan say, until Akel HaKadosh, you answer Amen, then you start anew. That's if you have a lot of time. If you have less time, the second method is the Ramaz method, that is, start word for word with the Chazan. Rav Soloveitchik said that's the way it should be done, even when there's plenty of time. And number three is, say the entire Shemona Esrei word for word with the Chazan, from beginning to end. Those are the three methods. Okay? In this case, I thought method number three would be the best because people don't know how to daven alone. You're going to teach them. So you'll say it out loud. They'll have a transliterated sitter and they'll say it hopefully with you, approximately what the words are. And Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll be able to have a minyan. I just wanted to end this particular shir with the bottom of the sheet. The bottom of the sheet, the Ramah says, V'tov shiye echad l'chol ha'pachot shiyane amen acharei berkat ha'shatz, what we pointed out before. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Hainu kesha'ein ha'sha'at chukah kochach, rak shirim shem yavor hazman. Aval im ha'sha'at chukah biyoter, dai b'ma sha'atinakot yanu amen, o yazminu le'echad shekfar yipalel shiyane amen, im efshar lehem bekalut. And the second reason is, en lakpid al zeklal. So the Mishnah Berurah basically says, listen, I said one person should say amen, but that's only nice. Number one is maybe you don't even have to makpid on it. Number two, he says, if you want a makpid, even a kid can do it. You don't need to have part of the minyan, one of the people that are above 13. And indeed, this is because of that law that we said at the beginning, that you need to have what the Shulchan Aruch says, if there isn't nine people answering amen, it's like a bracha levatala. Now, why am I not so worried about that here? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'afagav de defida kosher Rabbeinu haram alo yeklal aniyat amen bitfila zu. We just quoted the Shulchan Aruch, you need to have nine people saying Amen. And there is no Amen in this method. Why? Everyone's saying word for word with the Chazan, the entire davening. There's no Amen. Mikol makom lo cheshinam lo. We have no problem. Why? Listen carefully. The chiyuva Amen eino el kashachozer ha-shatz ha-tfila bekol ram, kashemikodem itpalel belachash, v'az belo Amen, havi bracha levatala. Aval lefi shitato she Rabbeinu ha-ramah, ha-shatz mitpalel rak pam echat, ve'eino chova ba'aniyat Amen. When do you need to say, have nine people say Amen? The Chazan already davened. So he's finished his chova of davening. And now, you want him to daven again. So you have to say, oh, this is a new entity. What's the new entity? We have to define it some other time. But the bottom line is, this new entity, part of the rules and regulations is, nine people answer Amen. When you daven quietly, no one answered Amen. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Amen. But no one else in the shul knew where you were up to. You were davening quietly. When you daven out loud, part of the rules is you say Amen. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's only if you're davening out loud after you first davened quietly. In this case, are you doing that? No. So you don't even need that Amen. So to make a long story short, in this particular case, I advise the rabbi the following. You have 15 minutes for davening. Birkos HaShachar, out loud, especially Birkos HaTorah, could be Midoraisa. Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei Yishtabach. I feel bad that it's no korbanos. I really do. But Nishken Breira. Birkos Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema. And then, when you get to the Shmoneh Esrei, I suggest that you say every word out loud, because you have to Somech Geulah Tefillah. There's no choice. Everyone has to start with you. But after Akel HaKadosh, continue, like this minhag that we saw, because no one knows how to daven. And with a transliterated Siddur, hopefully they will. And they'll learn it, and eventually they'll get it. And maybe they'll even look at a translation one day, and they'll know what they're saying. In terms of the Yamein, we don't need it, as we said, because this is the only time they're davening. And that's what I suggested to the Chasam. So indeed, what happened was, this is what they did, and he got it done in 15 minutes straight. He did what I said, and that's exactly the way it was done. Basically, he even got laning in, quick Ashrei Uvalet Zion. The end of the story is cute, he said, because he had to time it at 15 minutes, he couldn't say Lam Natziach Mizmo Le David Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzara. That's in between Ashrei Uvalet Zion. He said, are you serious? That threw me off! The Gemara says in Sota Daf Mem Tet, how is the world continuing to survive? Because we say Kedusha to Sidra every day. And the Yeheshmei Rabbi after learning. Mm-hmm. So Kedusha to Sidra, which is Uvalet Zion, is very important. But Lamateach Mizbo Le David, he said, yeah, we skip it every time there's an excuse. Purim, Shushan Purim, Lag BaOmer, this Rebbe died, that Chasm came in, this Bris Milah, this guy won the lottery, whatever. So, Epis, this threw him off. I didn't understand it to this day. How did that throw him off the time limits is beyond me, but it did. To make a long story short, this is what he did, and this is how it's done. But the most important thing about the Shir today was not what this rabbi did, for us to know how to do a Hecha Kedusha. And you saw the three methods, and in my humble opinion, I think the proper method is not the Amein, because we saw the Amein's only needed when the Chazan already davened. I think that the proper method is to start with the Chazan, word for word. As to what the Chazan does at Akel HaKadosh, that's a fielder's choice. But again, I think that's the proper method, because that's a real Tefillah B'Tzibur, davening with the Shatz, word for word.